Face reality in relationships. When your bike tire is slightly deflated, you usually pump it up and forget about it until it goes flat again. Maybe you can't fix the leak right away or can't afford a new tire, so you keep pumping it up, riding until it deflates again. For many people, this is like their relationship. Whether it's a stressful marriage or convincing yourself you're fine being single, you keep patching up the same issues. It becomes routine. Pump up the tire, ignore the problems, and live with unhappiness. Not falling apart isn't the same as working well. To improve your relationship, you need to face this truth. Start by honestly assessing your relationship and your role in it. Responsibility in relationships. The way you think about relationships can shape your expectations. If you're looking for something like what your parents had, or the opposite, or comparing it to some ideal relationship, you might be setting yourself up for disappointment. Your partner isn't responsible for fitting into your vision, that's on you. Your beliefs about how things should be might be blocking you from finding love. Ultimately, the only person you can control is yourself. You can decide how you behave, how you respond to situations, and how you see things. It's your responsibility to manage your own emotions, insecurities, and annoying habits. As for your partner's flaws, those are their own to manage. You can't change them, and you shouldn't expect to. This is about focusing on yourself and what you can control. Trust in relationships. Trust is a crucial part of any relationship, but what does it mean to trust someone? Essentially, it means believing that the other person will be consistent in what they say and do. You won't be caught off guard by their actions because they match their previous words and behaviors. However, people aren't always predictable. They often act based on their emotions rather than sticking to their past words and actions. This means you're relying on what your partner says, while they might be guided by their feelings, and this goes both ways. You're not perfect either. Our words often lack the importance they should have. We say things but don't always follow through. Since our words aren't always reliable, feelings often take over instead. This is especially clear in the emotional promises we make to our family and friends on what we consider the most important day of our lives, our wedding vows, relationship vows. Even if you're not married, you're not off the hook. In any relationship, there are always unspoken or implied vows. You might not say, "I will not cheat on you," but it's still a promise. There was a time when vows were very important public declarations, central to the meaning of marriage, and breaking them was a great source of shame. They were solemn promises that held the relationship together. Now, vows are just a tradition, a show for the wedding video. Think about vows like, to hold and to cherish, or, through sickness and health. How often do you make decisions in your relationship based on these vows? What if you treated those words, and everything else you say, as a guiding star, something to always rely on? If your old vows are a bit rusty, make some new ones. For example, vow to keep going to the end, no matter what, then commit to your words and see what happens. Live by your relationship values. What are your values, the things that matter to you? Don't just say, faith, or family. Can you honestly say these values guide your daily actions? Probably not. Think deeper. What makes you do what you do? What is your internal guide for right and wrong, good and bad? Still unsure? Most people don't truly live by their values. We're loving when we feel like it and indifferent when we don't. Our honesty and talkativeness depend on our mood. This doesn't mean those values aren't there, just that you're not living them fully. The real key to healthy relationships. To build a strong relationship that aligns with your values, start by listing what matters most to you: loyalty, love, passion, and more. This sets the ideal standard, contrasting with the sometimes disappointing reality of actual relationships. Instead of expecting a 50-50 effort from both partners, the responsibility lies solely on you. Don't wait for someone else to meet your expectations or give back equally. Focus on nurturing the relationship itself through your actions, whether it's planning dates, giving gifts, or saying kind words. These efforts should directly reflect your relationship values. Your partner focuses on themselves and their needs, while you dedicate yourself to the relationship. This mindset ensures that the relationship thrives, benefiting both parties. It's a straightforward approach where you give your all to promote a healthy and fulfilling connection. Dance solo. Imagine two dancers on stage, each moving gracefully in their way. They may look like they're dancing together, but in reality they're focused on their steps. Even if one dancer makes a mistake, the other can only control their performance. Now, think of relationships in the same way. It's not about winning or battling with each other. It's more like a dance where each person is responsible for their moves. This doesn't mean you ignore your partner, but it's crucial to concentrate on your actions. Instead of worrying about what your partner is doing or blaming circumstances, focus on how you react. If things aren't going well, you have the power to change your approach. I don't say you can't help but annoy each other. You can choose to act differently if you want things to improve. Focus on your part in the relationship. Instead of dwelling on minor excuses or old grudges, concentrate on your actions in your relationship. Forget about blaming your partner for everything or finding things to be annoyed about. If you truly care about your relationship, take responsibility for your behavior and choices. Sometimes people bring up serious issues like physical harm or controlling behavior. If you're in a situation like that, don't try to handle it alone. Seek the help you need right away. But if you're just making excuses to avoid changing or to stay unhappy, think about whether you're wasting your time and your partner's. Stay true to your values, promises, and the commitment you've made in your relationship. Once you've decided to commit, give it your all and work on improving things together. Prepare for breakups. When you board a plane, after stowing your bag and settling into your seat, the first thing you hear are safety instructions. Flight attendants explain what to do if the engines fail and the plane is in trouble. While the chances of crashing are low, it's important information to know. Similarly, relationships often face breakups more commonly than plane crashes. It's wise to prepare yourself for this possibility just like you prepare for flight safety. Knowing how to handle a breakup can even strengthen your relationship if handled well. So, it's like knowing where the life jackets are on a plane. You hope you won't need them, but being prepared can make all the difference. Significant relationship guidelines. Think about what's non-negotiable in a relationship. These are often unstated but crucial. For instance, while physical harm or cheating are obvious deal breakers, surprisingly, many marriages survive infidelity. This suggests deal breakers may not be as black and white as they seem. A smart approach is to view them as boundaries that can shift. When a boundary is crossed, it doesn't always mean the relationship ends immediately, but it does require a serious conversation. This approach shifts the focus from ending the relationship abruptly to redirecting its course. However, for this to work, deal breakers must be clear and openly discussed with your partner. Knowing when a relationship has fundamentally changed and needs to end is crucial. Ending it should ideally reflect the same positive spirit as starting it, with an eye toward future growth. Your relationship values can guide you not only in nurturing the relationship, but also in recognizing when it's time to move on. It's important to stay true to yourself. Staying in a relationship where you can't be genuine helps no one. Ending things respectfully, without unnecessary drama, is sometimes the best decision you can make. Key points. 1. Face relationship issues honestly instead of ignoring them like a flat tire. 2. Take responsibility for your actions and emotions in relationships. 3. Trust means expecting consistency in actions, not just words. 4. Treat relationship vows seriously, whether spoken or implied. 5. Focus on living by your core values to strengthen relationships. 6. Improve relationships by concentrating on your contributions. 7. Prepare emotionally for potential breakups, handling them respectfully.